Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. Come in, come in, come in. Sit down. I hope you've got your favorite beverage in your hand. We're into a treat right now. So what is that treat? Well, I want to talk about a particular subject. But before I do that, I want to check your vibe. So how are you feeling right now? If it's good, then carry on thinking that. If it's not so good, then I want you to simply ask yourself, what do I want to get you fixed on attracting what it is that you want in your life? Okay, remember, what you focus on is what you attract. I want to raise your vibration. So I hope that your vibration is now raised and that you're ready to receive the information. So today I am going to talk on the subject of why a high value woman must put herself first. Now, when we think about becoming a high value woman, or the traits of a high value woman, which I've been speaking about recently quite a bit, it's like any journey. It's like any journey that starts from you moving from one point to the other. It starts from you having a mindset where you're reaching for more. Okay, so it's like any transformational journey that starts from having the right mindset. Now, a lot of women, they overlook this and they think that it's just about the strategy. I remember when I was learning about relationships and dating and courtship, and I would wade through YouTube in conjunction with what friends and people were telling me, and it was just so confusing. And there were a lot of tactical strategies that I came across that people said, if you do this, then this will happen. If you go cold on him, then he will call you. There were all of these strategies, okay, that often didn't lead to the outcome that I wanted, okay? And so I really wanted to get to a place where I wanted to understand the essence of what I was doing. Why were these steps being, you know, why was I being told to do these particular steps? But I believed that if I could get my beliefs right, if I could get my mindset right, then all the steps that I then took from that correct mindset would then flow naturally. So it's all about getting into the right mindset. It's not about strategies and, you know, just following. Because what happens when you get confused? What happens when you haven't got a strategy in your bag? So you see, it's not about the strategy. It's about having the correct mindset, okay, to then follow through your strategies. I don't want to call it strategies. Your actions will flow from the correct mindset. And that is a transformation. That is why I do these podcasts, these shows, to help women to renew their mindset, to correct it, to rewire your brain so that you think in a completely different way. Okay, so you need that mindset shift that is going to be effective. Because that old mindset, if you look at your results and you don't like what you're attracting, then that is not the right mindset. So being a high value woman is, I would say, 99.9% about how you feel about yourself. And yes, that is a very large percentage, but it's true. And this mindset is determined by your mindset, and only about, I would have to say, that 1%, that 0.1%, how you actually communicate that to the world. Okay, it's all about the mindset. Like I keep saying, I'm going to emphasize it throughout this show. It's about how you communicate through that mindset, your actions, your body language, how you treat yourself, how you pamper yourself. It's all about how you feel about yourself. Okay? I always say you cannot outmatch the love that you have of yourself. Or another way of saying is that you can never attract more than how you feel about yourself. Because it is this mindset. It is this mindset that determines how you feel about yourself, which determines how you behave most of the time. So the mindset is the essential piece of the puzzle, if you want to put it that way, that a lot of women miss out on. Take your strategies and throw it out the window. Yeah, because it's all about the mindset. And probably for a lot of women, just like it was for me, it was the missing piece. It was the missing piece as to why love and relationships didn't, and still for a lot of women, are not working out. It's a source of heartbreak and pain because they don't have the right mindset. So I'm here to help single women or women who are in relationships, who are dating, who are in courtship right now. Help them to find that ideal man, okay? And you know that some of your women that are in married relationships, we only have to look at the statistics to know that you're unhappily married or you're in a relationship, whether you're cohabiting, that is not working because your mindset isn't right. So if you're really intentional about being a high-value woman, and I would encourage that you do so, you need to develop that kind of mindset that can, you know, from just naturally produce the messages, the text messages, the body language, and all of the right attitude of a high-value woman. So let's look at this high-value woman. So first of all, a high-value woman, what is it? What is really special about her? Well, she doesn't allow someone or something outside of herself, and I'm saying this outside of herself, to dictate her worth. She doesn't allow another person's perspective or get caught up in another person's opinion of her to dictate her worth. I knew that when I was going through this journey, it was the word that I had to hone in on. I had to let go of the perspective of other people around me, where I would seek validation from, or they would offer their opinion, and I would get confused and think, do I do this or do that? Until I said, no, I'm going to go to the creator who created me, and I'm going to get his opinion of me. And so the high value woman determines her own value. She doesn't allow other people to dictate her worth. And like I said, people are going to have different opinions of you. But this is not the basis of value for a high value woman. You know, when you think about other people's opinions, it's often based on their insecurities. It's based on their fears, and it's them projecting themselves on you. And so therefore, it's very rare that you're going to get an opinion that is not skewed in some kind of way. So look to the word. If you're completely lost right now, look to the word to tell you who you are, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, that you're a masterpiece, that you're unique. And it's okay to be unique. It's okay to be different. It's okay to thrive in being different. So this high value woman, let's look at her a little bit deeply. You know, you see amazing women who look very happy, and they're radiant, they're gorgeous, they look like they've got things going on, and it's because they have, they're focused on their self. And then they meet somebody, they meet a guy. And I am thinking of a particular person that I do actually know. And all of a sudden, this person looks downtrodden. They look beat up. And why is that? They've lost their spark and joy, and they've become so miserable in a relationship because the partner has become abusive. They've put seeds inside of the woman in her mind psychologically that she is worth nothing. And it erodes at her perception of herself. She begins to degrade her own self in her mind. And it's a very slow process. Yeah, as this partner plants seeds of low value in her mind. And so a high value woman will never allow this to happen. She's so secure in herself that she, when she enters into a relationship, she is very aware of herself and how she feels about herself. And she is aware of how that person is relating to the fullness of who she is. And so she goes in with, a high expectation of the relationship, because obviously she wants it enhanced. She wants to be able to enhance him and vice versa. She wants both of the parties, herself and her partner, to be happy, to be enhanced by them coming together. However, she is not attached to it. Now, when I say that she is not attached to it, I really want you to catch this, okay? She will always do her very best in the relationship. And she has little attachment to the outcome of the relationship. And I really, really, really want you to catch this, because her mindset allows her to behave in a way that communicates her low attachment, because she knows that she alone is responsible for her own happiness. She doesn't make herself dependent on her partner for her happiness. She knows that everyone is not going to be, how can I put it, perfect, you know, in this little perfect box with a little ribbon attached. It's not that person's responsibility. And so she wants him to accept him for who she is, and vice versa. So a high value woman understands that this way of thinking is the secret behind a successful relationship. So it allows her also not to let her emotions get in the way. Her emotions do not get in the way, because she's very clear on this. Very, very clear. So if she's in a relationship of this type, okay, one of the things, because she is so aware of herself and her boundaries, she is highly attuned to red flags, because she doesn't allow herself to get sucked into the relationship. Hence the low attachment thing. Don't get me wrong, she's in love. She knows that she's in a relationship, but she doesn't allow herself to fall into that love until she starts to see the correct signs from that person, the correct reciprocation, that this person is, you know, good for her. It's a good fit. And because she has that mindset, it allows her not to let her emotions get in the way of seeing things for what they really are in terms of red flags. And because she's attuned to red flags, it doesn't make her then make poor decisions. So when you start expecting things to happen that depend on someone else, that is when you lose your power over yourself. You've given away your power. And in essence, you then become low value. Okay? You need to depend on yourself, and you need to know that your happiness is brought about by yourself. This person is enhancing your relationship of you both being together. So this is how you achieve this mindset. You need to remember that relationships are human interactions, and that by nature, that they're going to be uncertain, that feelings are going to be uncertain. It's a journey. It's a transformational journey between the both of you as you get to learn how you both interact with one another. And the high value woman, she needs to feel those feelings are reciprocated in an authentic way in order to allow herself to develop any sort of attachment with this person. Okay? He has to somehow prove to her through his time, energy, his effort, that he values her for who she is. So your attachment should be conditional. You don't just give it away for free. There's a lot of women that just sleeping around with no sense of boundaries, no sense of anything. You should always have in your mind that not all men you like are going to like you back. Okay? You've got some predatorial men out there that will take advantage of a sweet, naive woman who is optimistic about relationships, that will always give a man a second chance, or, you know, she'll see the red flag and try to explain it away. No, a high value woman doesn't do that. She doesn't do that. Okay? So her tolerance level, 0 to 1 tolerance for nonsense. So your attachment to this person should be conditional. You know, a high value woman, to put it in very simple words, she doesn't play. She doesn't play. You know, in fact, it's a very rare occurrence in life that you should expect everything from yourself and nothing from other people. You should expect everything from yourself and nothing from other people. It sounds kind of probably challenging to say that, right? But you don't have the right to change anyone. You can change yourself. You're in control of yourself. Okay? So expect from yourself. Now, a high value woman is very aware that people come and go in life. Everything has a life expectancy. Everything is temporary, and it is part of life. And you can't simply, you know, you can't afford to experience it as the end of the world when someone leaves you. You know, you just have that confidence that, hey, I'm a fantastic woman and I have the ability to attract quality men consistently. That you always have options because you know the type of woman that you are. So I don't want you to think that, you know, a negative outcome of a relationship is the be it and the end all. Don't fear a negative outcome because you always assume it is your base scenario. So a high value woman has no fear of rejection. She has no fear of rejection because she sees it as that person has the right to be who they are. And I have the right to be who I am. And so therefore, if it's not a fit, it's not a fit. It's not personal. Now, I know that if you've ever been rejected, that it hurts. You know, I know how much it hurts because I've been there. The difference between a woman and a high value woman when it comes to rejection is her reaction to it. You know, a high value woman has accepted the rejection aspect of the process. It's a part of her that even expects a rejection, but she separates, and this is what I really want you to catch, she separates her value and her intrinsic self-worth from another person's opinion of her. Let that sink in a moment. That's why she doesn't fear being rejected, because being rejected doesn't say anything about who she is. It just means that this relationship is not a good fit for the other person, for whatever reason, and it's okay. So she has this mindset of, well, This is who I am. I'm always working on my good. I'm always working on becoming a better person. I understand that elevating myself is part of the process. So when someone comes into her life and tries to demean her, she's like, listen, her mindset is basically, listen, this is who I am. Take me or leave me, because I'm not going to change myself to suit you. Okay, unless it's actually genuinely constructive feedback. And she looks and she thinks about it and thinks, you know what? That was actually a good point. I need to work on that. And you need people that like that in your life who are going to help you to raise your game. There is always room for improvement. But sometimes, even when you're doing your best, there will always be people who are not going to be happy and will expect more from you. The thing is, a high-value woman is not going to wait around for any man to come into her life to pull her down and say, essentially, you're not good enough for me. You need to improve yourself for me. Mm-mm. Because she already has that mindset of improving herself for her. You see the difference. So when she comes across somebody who is dissatisfied with the way that she is, she has to take it or leave it. I will never forget. It's funny how sometimes, and I'm sure ladies, you've experienced this, when you look back into your past relationship and you can hold your hands over your face and think to yourself, wow, did I actually go through that? Where was my mind at? And it wasn't in a high value place. I remember a man saying to me that I had to earn his love. Can you imagine that? A man telling you that you have to earn your love. And I remember feeling that feeling in the pit of my stomach. That pit of my stomach thinking, wow, as I am, I'm not good enough for you. Needless to say, that relationship was very short term. After that, it was very short-lived. So we have to remember, ladies, that we are good enough for where we are. Okay? As long as you're striving to be better, that's what matters. So a man has to deserve to be in your life. That is how a high-value woman sees it. And the way that he can show that to her is by recognizing her worth just the way that she is. She doesn't have to change for him. She doesn't have to change for anyone, period. They're accepting of her because she's first accepting of herself. Okay? And I'm not saying that, you know, a man shouldn't expect from a woman to adjust or to compromise or even to improve on certain aspects of the relationship, but he should not be expecting changes on the heart, the vibe of who she is as a person. So this high value woman, she puts herself first. She takes care of her wants and her needs before others. Yes, that's what I said. I said before others. Because she doesn't put it on another person as their responsibility to make her happy. She knows that that is her responsibility. And if she's happy, then everyone around her who she attracts will be happy too. Okay? She believes it's absolutely necessary for her to be able to give to others in a selfless manner. But she has to be able to do that with herself first. So, how does that play out in your life? You see, when you make yourself a priority in your own life, you are sending a very clear message that you love and that you value yourself and that this is how I expect to be treated. That you're not looking for someone's validation of yourself because you validate you. You're not looking for anyone's to gain anyone's love by changing your behavior to suit someone else. No, I'm good where I am. So I make myself a priority in my own life. And everyone else can just fall in line. You know, before when I was younger, I used to think that most of the time, you know, I should always put other people first. And it's hard because I was raised to please others. But most of the time, people will put others first, won't they? I mean, but a lot of the time it's out of desperation for that love and that validation. It really is. People think that putting others before them is very, it's a very noble thing, you know. And as a result, that they will be loved, that love that they've extended will be reciprocated. But what they actually end up receiving isn't love. It isn't authentic love and appreciation. Instead, they're taking advantage of a high-value woman. And I've been there. I've been in a narcissistic relationship where, you know, I put another person before myself, overcompensating in a relationship. And what did that person do? They took advantage. You know, a high-value woman doesn't need to beg for love. She doesn't need that external validation. So she makes it clear that she's the most important person in her life. Yes? So she is her primary source of security and a happiness mindset. And she is very self-assured in that. She's a very confident woman. She's strong in that. She's content with herself. She takes charge of her own happiness. She doesn't rely on her partner to make herself happy. She is happy first. That's how he met her, you know. And from that point where she's actually filled herself up with happiness and radiance, she radiates out a vibe where she's now sharing her vibe, her happiness and her joy with others. She's setting an example. Yeah, she's setting an example, giving other people permission to do the same. So you will never see a high value woman demanding from another person to make her happy and then blaming them for her misery. So a high value woman has a preference for quality versus quantity. And the reason for that is because she values herself enough not to offer herself to just about anyone. Okay? She's not a low hanging fruit. You know, she's not, definitely not low hanging fruit. So she won't settle if her standards are not met. She has high standards. Okay? She doesn't have low standards. She doesn't have low hanging fruit. She can come across as quite challenging to a man, and it's because she's not prepared to lower her standards, you know, even if she has to wait for a very long time for that person. She doesn't allow anyone to just convince her, you know, so it can come across, you know, I'm sure she's told that by her relatives, or you've experienced that maybe, that, you know, she's picky, you know, that she'll end up alone. However, you have to have a mindset, a high value woman, that I'm not going to settle for anything less than my standards. And yes, you have to have a realistic view of your worth, absolutely, and who you can attract, you know, through what your standards are that you've set, and you shouldn't settle for less. What is it? What else is it that a high value woman possesses? Well, she has a high value sense of abundance. She believes that she was born to be super abundant, that everything is at her disposal. She doesn't have a scarcity mindset. She believes that there are enough men who will flock to her. So she doesn't panic. She doesn't approach men out of a sense of desperation. She believes in her ability to attract good men, not just good men, but good people into her life because of who she is and what she stands for. And those, again, who don't follow or ascribe to who she is, it's like, bye-bye. Goodbye. This type of woman, because she's so assured, she doesn't compete with anyone. She doesn't compete with anyone. She has a mindset of she's going to attract people in her life who are complementary to her. She's a woman that has a collaborative spirit. She believes in collaboration, not competition. She has no problems giving another woman competition. So not competition, compliments. No problem at all. In fact, she loves to do that to encourage them to also be a high value woman. And how does that pertain to...
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio, see our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.